Good morning. Or should I say good old dog 30. It has been a while since we have had conversation. But trust and believe that the conversation has continually been on fleek. Abba Father has been talking and I have been listening. But I needed to come on and I wanted to share some things with you. Have you noticed that lately, every time you say that you're going to spend time with Abba, that you're going to spend time in your secret place, it seems like the enemy has everything to do with you not getting there, with distractions and with intimidation, things that come up, family coming because they need to talk, distractions. Make no mistake, when you devote to knowing God, all hell seems to break through. All hell seems to resurrect itself against you. But we have to know that once we have made up in our mind that we want to spend time with Abba Father, that he will sow into us. We need to remember a scripture that says that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. The more time that we sow into the secret place, the more time that we spend in God's presence, the greater the blessing. Now, I have to admit that there is a threshold that we have to uncover to get the fullness of understanding the joy of being in the secret place. And until we find that consistency that pushes us, that gives us the desire to be in his presence no matter what, it's going to always seem like a burden instead of a joy. But once we cross that threshold, the secret place becomes a place of delight that we can gladly go before the throne, that we place it as our top priority. And how do we find that threshold? By giving as much time as we can to being in the secret place. For we know in the scriptures that it says that God, Abba, Jehovah, is found in the secret place. And any time spent or invested in the secret place is never a waste of time. But when we get in that secret place, we have to remember some things. That it's like coming in to talk to Daddy. It's like coming in even to talk to an old friend. That it is a two-way conversation. And sometimes, just sometimes, the only thing we need to do is step into his presence to listen and wait for that sweet, welcoming voice to say, "Ah, you're back." And he will begin to speak because he knows the thoughts that he has for us of good and not evil. He knows our thoughts before we even think them. He knows our sentences even before we even speak one word. So sometimes all we have to do is make a conscious effort to just step into the secret place. For in the secret place is where Jehovah is found. And I know sometimes we start feeling guilty about not being able to spend as much time as we would like with Abba. But remember this, there's never guilt when it comes to God. That's the enemy getting in your head, trying to pull you and separate you further and further from God. Remember, God knew us before we even lived one day. He knew us before we even spoke one word. So he's never surprised at our actions or reactions. We have to make the conscious effort. And he is a God that affirms and accepts. He's not disappointed in us when we neglect the secret place. He is always there, ever present. We have to start making time for Abba in the secret place. And even sometimes we just need to just take a break. I know I find myself sometimes saying, okay, today, the whole day, the 8 hours that I would have spent working on a project or sitting behind my desk, I'm going to spend with Abba. I let my family members know. This is the time that I spend with him. And over the years, they've become able to accept and respect the fact that sometimes grandma, sometimes mama is going to take a sabbatical. And that's the time that she's going to spend with Abba. And they rejoice when I come out of the secret place because they know that they also benefit from me being in the secret place. Your family benefits for you spending time with God. He gives you instructions. He gives you detailed instructions on how to walk out this life, how to receive his blessings and receive them more abundantly. For he is the author and the finisher of our faith, the lifter of our heads. He said he knows the thoughts that he has for us of good and not evil to prosper us. But in order to know his plan, we have to spend time with him. I just wanted to come on and share that. You know, the conversation always continues. And I'm Khadija. KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about that. And you have a God-fantastic week. Shalom.